Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Doctors call for immediate stop to gender ideology on children. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, recently a group of more than 100 healthcare professionals issued a declaration calling on America's major medical associations to immediately stop promoting the social affirmation of gender ideology and denounce the use of harmful puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and medically mutilating surgeries for children.
You know, man, it's so encouraging when some doctors actually look at the science. They look that this medical mutilation, these hormone treatments, these puberty blockers are terrible for these children and not the answer, of course. And they're not bought out by this agenda of making money off of this and harming children forever as a result.
Well, you know, you think about trusting doctors, and certainly there's some really good ones out there.
Who take an oath to do no harm, yeah.
But, you know, the fact is, when some doctor or counselor recommends this kind of puberty blocker, cross-sex hormones, or mutilating surgeries, run as far as you can,
right,
as fast as you can.
They've
to get away
out
from them,
yeah,
because they can't think right. They're not thinking medically and scientifically. This declaration is now issued by a group called Doctors Protecting Children in association with the American College of Pediatricians. They presented a bulk of scientific evidence that gender procedures harm healthy bodies, and they strongly urge the medical industry to respect biological reality. The declaration, signed by physicians, therapists, medical researchers, medical ethics advocates, and more from around the nation, called on the medical community to shift its focus from harmful interventions to treating the underlying mental health issues often associated with gender confusion. The declaration noted that psychotherapy for underlying conditions such as depression, anxiety, autism, emotional trauma, and abuse should be the first line of treatment for vulnerable children rather than irreversible interventions.
Well, common sense. Thank you very much.
Eventually,
you know,
yeah. I mean, it's pretty common sense. You don't have to be a medical doctor to affirm this kind of a statement, but it's amazing that the medical profession and the counseling profession has gone so far off the rails that you have to actually restate common sense.
And, you know, this is my favorite part of the declaration. The doctors affirm scientific reality that biological sex is dimorphic, which means it exists in only two forms, while a person's genetic makeup is not altered by drugs or surgical interventions. Through removing healthy body parts, which is wholly inadequate as it does not accommodate the reality of innate sexual differences. But really, it's incredible they state that your genetic makeup is in every single cell in your body.
Yeah, every single cell.
Every cell.
Is embedded with the fact that you're male or female.
Right.
And
you can't change that.
You can't change that by drugs. You can't change that by reducing the amount of hormones your body produces, estrogen or testosterone, and increasing the opposite kind of hormones that would counteract that and provide extra testosterone or extra estrogen. That doesn't change your DNA. It doesn't change whether you're male or female. And then doing plastic surgery, that's just an exterior presentation of your body, whether it's total mastectomy or other kinds of mutilating surgeries, that doesn't change your biological makeup.
Right.
You are either male or female. There are two biological sexes. Dimorphic is what they say here in the declaration, meaning that there's just two forms. You're either male or you're female, and there's nothing in between.
But, you know, there's some incredible video that you can watch when an egg is fertilized by the sperm, and you see this shoot of light happen, and you think, in that moment, every single cell in that child's body has been created by the hand of God. In an instant.
It's amazing.
And every single cell is a revelation of who that child is. The gender and all of the characteristics and everything in that one instance.
That's amazing. It's incredible, the creation of life.
Mm-hmm.
The declaration is aimed at countering the proliferation of gender ideology in some of the mainstream medical industry, an industry that's expected to grow by $5 billion or to $5 billion by 2030.
And might I add that in that instance, God has never made a mistake. There is no person born in the wrong body.
Well, and you know, that's the thing that these counselors and doctors are telling people when they come in for depression, anxiety, autism, emotional trauma or abuse or whatever it may be, some underlying mental condition that they face, that they're struggling with, whether it's by trauma or some other kind of thing that they're dealing with, they will often tell them, oh, you know what your problem is? You were born in the wrong body. You're really not male. You can be female, or you can be anything that you want. You're actually the problem that you're struggling with. Your autism, although they're not telling them that they have autism, your anxiety or your depression that you have, oh, it's really caused by the fact that you're trying to fit yourself in the wrong mold, that you really are a woman, not a man. And consequently, if you just now take some of these drugs and then go through some of this surgery, all will be well.
What an offense to our Creator God.
Yeah, and that's why this industry is expected to grow to $5 billion by 2030.
Because it's a great moneymaker.
It's a huge moneymaker. Doctors Protecting Children specifically called on the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Endocrine Society, the Pediatric Endocrine Society, the American Medical Association, the American Psychological Association, and the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry to stop the proliferation of the false idea that children can be born in the wrong body.
You know, and just because these organizations have the word children or pediatrics in them, they are not in favor of your children.
No, they're, you know, these particular organizations, if you go back to the American Psychological Association, the APA, there's also the American Psychiatric Association, just as bad as the other one. Mm-hmm. But back in the 70s, homosexuality, lesbianism, all of these other things, the so-called transgenderism or transsexual disorders, they're all called mental disorders. It was in the mid-1970s in a conference that the APA was having in San Francisco, where one of the national experts on this issue was actually speaking common sense, scientific information. And the homosexual activists in San Francisco rushed the stage of the APA convention, took the mic from the speaker, and began shouting down. And it was that particular event that then coerced the American Psychological Association, the APA, that creates the Diagnostic and Statistic Manual for various kinds of mental disorders. That then, a year or two later, they changed and they declassified homosexuality as a mental disorder.
They love those euphemisms.
It was all because of this pressure from the homosexual community in San Francisco during that national APA convention. It had nothing to do with the scientific literature. In fact, the scientific literature up until the mid-70s all said the same thing, exactly what you would see in this kind of declaration. It all classified homosexuality as a mental disorder and indicated that counseling was needed. It changed simply because of pressure. Well, Doctors Protecting Children also used the declaration to confront a group called the World Professional Association of Transgender Health, or WPATH, an international nonprofit group responsible for developing the, quote, standards of care that recommend puberty blockers, hormones, and mutilating surgeries to treat gender confusion in children.
Nonprofit, you know, I'd be curious to know how much money they're receiving from promoting this ridiculous stuff.
Well, they say, and I think it's very well proven, that the WPATH guidelines are demonstrably flawed, considering the April 2024 CAS review. The four-year, 388-page report examined much of the research to date on gender procedures, finding remarkably weak evidence that these procedures help children due to many studies lacking any positive measurable outcomes.
And you know, we have a link to that CAS review on our website, Matt, and it's incredible. I mean, you talk about a four-year report with thousands of studies in it. It's just incredible. Everyone should look at it.
The science is totally contrary to this LGBTQ agenda. Liberty Counsel has been out there fighting for common sense and fighting for freedom, particularly for counselors who want to counsel their clients based upon biblical standards to provide opportunity for hope and change. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids. That's lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.